A ministry finds itself well-positioned to meet the influx of Somali refugees. London's riots reflect the spiritual climate of the region. And our own Greg Yoder is on another adventure to Russia. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Fresh fighting in Somalia sent thousands of refugees into Kenya over the weekend, where refugee camps are over capacity. Even though a new camp was opened on Saturday to handle that new influx, resources are stretched thin. Food for the Hungry's Keith Wright says through a long-standing presence in the neighboring countries, they're positioned to be effective.
As we look at the situation in Somalia, gearing up to work with what's reaching almost 400,000 Somalis that have come over into Kenya, and we can reach them through our base in Kenya.
Wright says it's not practical to send aid directly into Somalia.
Humanitarian workers just aren't at risk. They are targeted, and any humanitarian supplies are targeted as well.
FH teams in Kenya and Ethiopia are well coordinated and can mobilize large-scale response quickly.
With the Somalis, that's a tremendous opportunity. And frankly, at this level of crisis, it's feeding the hungry and clothing the naked. That's tier one, and that is the love of Christ, and that's what we're called to do. But it does open up opportunities.
Next, mass rioting across the UK ended in over 1,500 arrests and thousands of lives thrown in disarray. Reflecting over the last week of events, Matt Savage with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Crossroad Bible Institute says the heart of the issue is a nationwide spiritual atmosphere.
Those involved in the violence and the looting are, of course, the minority, but in them, I think we're getting a little microcosm of what's happening in the nation as a whole. These selfish beliefs that people hold come to the surface.
Ironically, although the riots stemmed out of selfish depravity,
that's a door of opportunity, really, that's opened up for Christians in order for us to be the truth of Jesus' message in our actions.
Christians are reaching out through mass prayers, cleanup efforts, and just speaking the truth. Pray for people to come to Christ, but pray also for believers to reach out to those who've committed the crimes, the type of people that CBI works with daily in the prisons. You're listening to Mission Network News. In what church leaders are calling a historic step toward unity, 500 Hutu and Tutsi churches gathered for a festival in Burundi. Although civil war officially ended 6 years ago, many remain divided across the small African nation. The Louise Palau Association Love Burundi Festival last week provided a unifying platform for churches and an outreach for the unreached. Over 8,000 gave their lives to Christ at the festival. Pray that God would continue to unify these believers. Elsewhere, this week marks the beginning of MNN's mission trip with Orphan Outreach. We sent a team of 30, our largest team yet, up to the northwestern part of Russia for a week of ministering to orphans. MNN's Greg Yoder explains what they're going to do this week.
We're actually going into some of the summer camps because a lot of the orphanage directors want to keep the kids out of the major cities. Gang activity, etc. is common, so they want to make sure they get them away from all that.
Sadly, a lot of unadopted orphans are on track to drugs and prostitution. Many are there because of abandonment.
Basically, the parents or even some of the relatives just put them in orphanages to kind of be the stopgap measure to take care of these kids because it's not easy. It just becomes kind of a wasteland for many of these kids.
The team hopes the gospel message they share will take root in these young orphans' hearts.
Just be praying that the kids will be open and receptive to hearing God's word and just getting along.
And spiritual hunger in Romania is vast, a combination of issues involving a weakened economy, government corruption, and a lack of biblical foundation have contributed to it. But believers are living counter to this culture. IN Network Romania just hosted a vacation Bible school week where everybody got into the act. The team taught Bible lessons, played games, and sang songs alongside a team of national church planters. There's a lot more about trips with IN Network on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, I know you want to go on a short-term mission trip, but it's too expensive, right? Well, how about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Touch the World Trip Contest, and you can go for free. If you've never been there, you qualify. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.